Ambassador Jelte Van Te Weeren says South Sudan still lacks a unified professional military that is willing and capable to protect its people. Ambassador Van Weeren says the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement have done very little to implement critical tasks stipulated in the deal.
The country has really run out of excuses and justifications to further delay the graduation and deployment of the necessary unified forces across the country. Two, in order to be able to organize credible elections, South Sudan has yet to pass critical legislation in keeping with the revitalized peace agreement's timetable. And three, the continuing boycott by SPLM-IO of the TNLA over the passage of the Political Parties Act is not helpful at all. However, what makes it even worse is that instead of joining forces to discuss and solve the problem, the TNLA has decided to continue approving bills without the opposition. Now, this may be legally possible, but it sure goes against the spirit of cooperation among the parties as stipulated in the peace agreement.
Van Weeren says a lack of political space and civil liberties remains a great challenge in South Sudan. The Dutch diplomat says he doubts elections can be held if people are not allowed to speak their mind.
I cannot imagine how elections can help the country forward if people are not allowed to freely debate how they want to shape their future. The heavy-handed reaction to any kind of criticism to me looks like the government is somehow fearing its own citizens. To give you an example, I keenly followed the debate on dredging and water management recently and learned that international agreements were signed and kept secret. Also, government officials were calling critics of the plans to dredge rivers and dig canals criminals. Such behavior, ladies and gentlemen, to me, sounds detrimental to building trust and confidence between a government and its population.
Ambassador Weeren says the transitional period is about to end in 2023, and it is critical to address the question of how to handle the final phase of the peace agreement.
The Partners Forum welcomes the announcements on the draft roadmap, and we really hope that the follow-up to this will be handled in the spirit of the peace agreement. It is our desire to see that the due process is followed by opening up to all stakeholders, including civil society and all opposition groups within and outside of the country.
The outgoing Dutch envoy says it is difficult to handle the question of continued support to the South Sudan peace monitoring mechanism. He says some partners who have suspended their support for the implementation of the peace deal, which includes the United States, should not be blamed for their decision. Weeren says the reports, conclusions, and recommendations of the peace monitoring mechanism have continued to be ignored by the South Sudan government.
To the monitoring mechanisms are JMAC and CITESAM. Now, we all know that they are facing difficulties because of the suspension of support by the United States. I have seen that many players, including parties to the peace agreement, have openly asked the U.S. to reconsider their decision. Now, I will not speak on behalf of my U.S. colleagues. They are more than capable of doing that for themselves. However, as an ambassador of a mission with substantial development budgets, I frequently have to take decisions on where these budgets are to be invested. And the most important factor in that process is impact. So it is not about the activities that matter most. It is the way in which the results of those activities change the lives of people.
Last week, the U.S. Department of State announced it was ending support for the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission and the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring and Verification Mechanism, saying South Sudan leaders have done very little to implement commitments to bring peace to South Sudan. South Sudan government spokesman Michael McQuay told VOA the U.S. decision came as a shock to Kiir administration and insist that South Sudan leaders have not failed, arguing the government was making what he called significant progress in implementing the peace deal. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.